Good morning. In a wonderfully perceptive and often humorous debut novel, Such a Fun Age, Kylie Reid takes on issues of race and class in a delightfully light-handed way. It is the story of two women, a white woman, Alex Chamberlain, who writes a kind of inspirational blog urging women to take power in the workplace, and a 25-year-old black woman, Amira, who babysits Alex's wonderfully precocious 3-year-old daughter, Briar, so that Alex can work from home. Amira and her three closest friends, Zara, Josepha, and Shani, are all recent college graduates. They often go out drinking and dancing together, and the novel opens with the four women at a birthday party for Shani. Due to an egging at the Chamberlain house, which includes a rock being thrown through a doorway window, Alex calls Amira, begging her to come take Briar away from the house for an hour or so, since the police have been called, and Alex and her husband Peter do not want young Briar to be exposed to the hubbub of flashing lights and police in the home. Amira agrees, though explaining that she's dressed for the party and does not look much like a babysitter. No problem, insists Alex, and promises to send a cab and to pay her double for the inconvenience. Since this opening scene is pivotal to the rest of the novel, I will recount a bit more without giving much of the storyline away. Amira takes Briar to a very upscale little convenience store nearby to keep her entertained during the police visit. Zara has accompanied Briar and Amira to the store, and they end up dancing down one of the aisles with Briar leading the way. An overzealous security guard decides that since Amira is obviously not the mother of the child, he needs to intervene. A very tall young white man begins to use his phone to capture video of the encounter and to offer up advice to Amira. Quoting from the novel, "Hey, hey, hey," the man behind the cell phone tried to get Amira's attention. "Even if they ask, you don't have to show your ID. It's Pennsylvania state law." Amira said, "I know my rights, dude." "Sir," the security guard stood and turned, "you do not have the right to interfere with a crime." Hold up, a crime? What crime is being committed right now? I'm working, I'm making money right now, and I bet I'm making more than you." "Okay, ma'am," the security guard widened his stance to match hers. "You're being held and questioned because of the safety of a child is at risk." Close quote. Amir manages to call the Chamberlain's home, and within minutes, the husband, Peter, shows up. The security guard completely changes his demeanor, and the situation de-escalates. The young man who tried to intervene, Kelly, turns out to be a central character in the rest of the novel. Much of the early parts of the novel are taken up with conversations between Amira and her best friends, and Alex and her best friends. All of the friends are various shades of color, and the repartee between the women is often very funny and enlightening about working women in New York and Philadelphia, and the struggles with childcare. Although resistant at first, Amira begins to date Kelly. They trade stories about their lives and soon realize how compatible they are. The third star of this book is Briar, or simply Bee, and her many interactions with Amira, whom she calls Mira. Alex, who loves the relationship between her daughter and Amira, begins to try to make Amira a part of the family and seems to genuinely love her. Alex's parents had come into a lot of money at some point in Alex's childhood and used it in showy ways to buy extravagant homes and cars. As it happens, Alex and Kelly had a tumultuous relationship in high school, and that relationship causes near disastrous consequences for Amira and Kelly, as well as Alex. Amira learns that not only does Kelly have a lot of black friends, but he seems to date only light-skinned black women. The many conversations between the women reveal so much about race and class issues, but author Reid is, I think, extremely skillful in stepping back as narrator and allowing the characters themselves to bring out the issues. Even when the novel turns very serious in the end, Reid refuses to enter in as an omniscient narrator or even to provide commentary on the actions that take place. Given this is Black History Month, I had initially intended to talk about Zora Neale Hurston, Alice Walker, Toni Morrison, and Toni Cade Bambara, all of whom I've reviewed in the past years, but there's something so fresh and crisp about Reid's writing and such a here-and-now look at questions of race and class that I felt I must review her novel. Hard to believe it is a debut novel, but then she's been writing for a long time and is published in many magazines. The combination of humor and wisdom in this book makes it one that I hope will lead to being widely read. I've been talking about Kylie Reid's 2019 novel, Such a Fun Age. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.